Welcome back to week 15 of Friday Night Lines. I'm Rick Christensen. I'm here with Jason Tran, Eddie Stover, and your guest prognosticator, Justin Richeson. How you fellas doing?
Good. I like using my government name on the intro.
I was going to say, I like the full last names and everything.
Hey, we've got nothing to hide here.
Got to let everyone know who we are.
Fully transparent over here at Friday Night Lines.
My middle name's Lee.
I think we should give him our Twitter handle.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter with my full name now. Just type it in, it'll pop up.
I was asking for social security numbers, but I was denied those. So I'm going to just work with what we got here. It's a Saturday. It's a Saturday bright and early, 11 a.m. on the middle coast and the west, Midwest coast. Midwest. We're in the Midwest.
Central time zone.
Central. Yeah, that's where we're at. All right. And we got football today. Saturday.
Hell yeah,
football.
We do.
Week 15, baby.
First week of NFL Saturday football.
We do. We should, though, first talk about week 14, I think. I particularly would like to speak about week 14.
Nice job on the 5-0.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 5-0. I've been on fire since week 8, 25-12-1. And Jesus, I mean, I don't even know what to say about it. I'm due for a dip, obviously, because how are you going to go 5-0 back-to-back? Well, we're going to try it anyway. We're going to try anyway. But yeah, hit them all. Cleveland plus one, easy. Chicago plus three, easy. New Orleans, Tampa Bay under 54.5, easy. Seattle minus three was a little rocky, but then got easy. And Oakland won as 10-point underdog.
Super easy.
Super easy.
Doesn't get any easier than that.
5-0, baby. 5-0. So yeah, feeling confident moving into this week. So hopefully I can keep this run alive here. I'm in second place now in the overall records. Finally over 500 after starting 10-22 and whatever.
Right.
At 35-34-4.
Yeah, you know, a lot of them ties, they go the other way. You could be right at the front runner.
No kidding.
Yeah. Hey.
If all the ties went that way,
I'd be leaving
the league.
I still, like I told you guys, I'm gonna end up winning this thing. Oh yeah. You had a good week.
my guesses are on fire. Yeah, I went through the last week, bringing my record to 38-34-1. You know, I didn't pay too much attention to the games as they were going on, so bear with me. I mean, New York Giants minus Denver. I put too much faith in Denver. I had Denver minus four. That was a loss.
I still thought they were going to win after halftime. I just, like, it was just so
good. You text
so,
me, they're like, they're
close.
Still winning.
I saw the total. Dallas minus 3.5. Wow, what an amazing catch by Amari Cooper in overtime.
Okay.
He gets into the I was yelling top of my lungs. My neighbors probably thought I was crazy. Dallas minus 3.5 was a win. Now that Minnesota game, that was a little bit of a burner for me. I mean, I hit the under easily. I mean, I didn't see it being that far under, but the under 45.5 won. And then my double 20 twin, Minnesota plus three. Oh, Minnesota just screwed me. The refs made some iffy calls. And Minnesota plus three.
Did you ever pay that bet? Oh, blow
it? I thought we had an arrangement.
He paid me. I don't know about you.
That's what you guys were doing in the bathroom together.
Yeah. Yep.
Got it.
Exactly. Making sure I'm collecting on my money. I mean, Eddie's money that I took.
Go ahead.
I've been on a skid lately, but I went 2-3 last week. Green Bay, they were 5-point favorites. That was one of my wins. Seattle, 3-point favorites. That was another win for me. But the three losses were Texans, 4.5. Kansas City's 7-point favorites, couldn't cover. And Denver, they were 4-point favorites. They couldn't cover again. I'm done betting Denver, too. They've been messing with me all year. I either pick against them or pick for them, and every time I miss.
I hate when those happen.
Denver's pulled out a couple for me, but I feel the same way. I'm just Denver.
Yeah, it's a hard team to get a grasp of. Jason went 3-2.
I'm trying to bounce back from my, 4-week-long skid I've been on.
That was a rough one, too.
So I'll take a 3-2, that's for sure. Hopefully it transitions into the next
wasn't
few
last
weeks,
week but... 2-2-1 like did you yeah. go yeah so like you're climbing back
I'm
in start, there
yeah slowly but surely we're getting there but like Rick said, I had New Orleans and Tampa Bay under 54.5 as well, super easy. I had Giants minus 3.5 along with Justin. They just absolutely
that
destroyed
was
Washington. That was over within the first 10 minutes, I think. Giants just crushed them. I had the Chargers minus 14 against Cincinnati. They could have had it, but then Cincinnati scored late and it just kind of clinched the pull there. But it was wasn't expecting Cincinnati to keep up with the Chargers. I had Green Bay -5 against Atlanta. Green Bay ended up putting it to them. Hopefully we don't see something like that this week, but they got to Atlanta. Atlanta's absolute garbage right now. And then I also had Buffalo -3.5, which was a loss against the Jets. Jets won outright and surprised me there.
I think the Bears' second-string defense is better than Atlanta's defense.
I think so, too.
Oh, for sure.
I don't think there'll be a blowout like that. I did throw a little wager just to talk about on the Green Bay, though, real quick. I threw a little futures wager down here at plus 15,000 for them to make it to the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's not going to happen, yeah. But I just thought there was too much value to not throw a little couple bucks down there on that small, right. Tiny little bet on Aaron Rodgers' magic happening, because it can happen.
Crazy on that, but I mean, I like the bet.
The thing is,
talking about.
I hope so.
The thing is I would not be surprised if it happened. You know, like if I'm going to the Super Bowl, I'd be like, "Yep, it's fucking Green Bay." Those,
yeah, I mean,
fucking assholes.
You know, $10 wins you $1,500. Like, right. I think exactly. That's probably.
Yeah,
there's some long shots.
If you have to, suck up Green Bay in the Super Bowl, at least you got, you know, your payout there.
Right. Exactly. It would make me feel a little bit better. Right. Not really, actually. I'd rather not. But yeah, I mean, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't just talk about we're Thursday football, even though we don't pick it in the show. It's such a hell of a
Chargers.
Right.
What a great performance by Rivers and the refs late.
If I figured out anything, it's that Philip Rivers is a fucking lunatic.
He is a lunatic.
Yeah. He's awesome though. I love Rivers. I'm rooting for those guys. You know, he's been in the league a long time, doing good stuff for a long time. They got a good team this year, really good team. They could even win that division with that comeback. I'm a little pissed off about how it worked out, frankly, because I had the under on that game. It looked good for a long time until that final drive where Rivers completes a couple fourth downs and then a phantom pass interference call on an uncatchable ball in the end zone to keep the drive alive. But it was a great game, a great fun game to watch.
Yep. Good playoff preview. I think they can meet again in the playoffs, and
yeah,
that would be insane.
Especially if the Chargers somehow end up winning that division, the remaining schedule that's left, it's possible.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes just slinging the ball right around defenders, staring them right in the face, no look passes. I mean, his time at shortstop really paid off, I think, for his quarterback career.
It's scary to think that he's only a second-year guy, and like he's got another 15 years of
and pretty sport. Much a first-year guy because he didn't play it last year.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's insane.
I think that was his 15th in a row.
Right. Ooh. Yeah, he played the last game last year, I think.
That was awesome. We're on to Saturday. We don't have any action on this first game. We should probably just touch on it briefly. We've got action on most of the games, so we'll just touch on them all here. We've got the Texans heading into the Jets. Texans as a 7. Is it? Yep. 7-point favorite on the road. No action here. I mean, Texans are probably trying to bounce back after the loss to the Colts. The Jets suck. They shouldn't have won last week. I think the Texans probably win this game.
I think so, too. I just laid off because the 7 was just too much for an away team, I think. I've learned my lesson this year. I'm not taking huge road favorites again.
Yeah, I have a 27-20. So it's right. You know, I had to lay off that one also. I have them winning, but there's not enough value there in that spread personally for me. You guys also laid off. Do you have anything to add about that game?
Nope. It was just a game that I couldn't convince myself too hard one way or the other on it. So
now that we're going over it, it's like I feel like the Texans even on the road, and I myself are not thinking that, but it's not one of my.
So moving on, we do have action on this game, a double play, if you will. We got the Browns heading to Denver. It's going to be a beautiful day in Denver. It's going to be like 50 degrees or something like that, sunny. 43, that's good for Denver there. Still 43 and clear. So that should be a pretty interesting game. You guys like, we got Jason and Eddie both liking the Browns.
Yeah, I went with the Browns on it just because, like I said, the Broncos stained me last week. So I'm just going with the Browns on the road. I feel like the Broncos are too inconsistent, and the Browns have been, they've been kind of, at least on offense, they've been kind of shining a little bit, especially on the road. So I'm picking them. I'm going with the Browns and the 3 points on the road.
Yeah. I'm also on the Browns here. I just think they're a better team than Denver. And even though they're in Denver, which is a little bit more scary, I think Cleveland wins this one outright, and covers this plus three pretty easy. Denver's just, I don't know. I feel like they're just an overrated team. Like, they win some close ones, but they're also just look super bad on other days. So I think Cleveland wins it. Cleveland's on this on a heater this year already. I mean, heater for them, I guess. But it's definitely a team that's bouncing back, and I'm starting to have a little bit more faith. Not as much as Rick, but getting pretty close.
Well, I'm not on them this week, even though I actually have the Broncos winning by like a point or two, but I do have them covering, Cleveland covering. Finish my thing. Here's the thing. How well Mayfield has been playing at home is not how well he's been playing on the road. So I'm a little concerned about that. That's what made me lay off him. But here's something to consider. Cleveland literally still has a chance to win that division.
Right.
They actually still have a chance to win their division, which is crazy. But at 5-7-1, they can do it. So they've got a lot they're playing for. Denver's out of the division. They're not even going to hit a wild right. card at all. I could see Cleveland just winning this. They've got a lot more they're playing for, I feel. And they're playing well.
Broncos left a sour taste in my mouth after last week, so I just couldn't touch this game.
Eddie's got some action on this next game we're going to talk about. We're getting into Sunday here, the early game on Sunday. Arizona Cardinals at the Atlanta Falcons.
That one I thought was I thought everybody was going to have that one just because of how bad Atlanta's defense is and how bad the Cardinals are. I don't know too much about Cardinals defense, but just how bad the Cardinals are. And I thought that over 22-22, you know, that's going to easily be low 30s, early 20s game. Low 30s, high 20s game.
I disagree.
Go ahead.
I disagree. I think these teams are both garbage shitty USA, and I think the under is good.
Shitty USA.
I like it.
I don't think the Cardinals can score that many points, even though Atlanta's defense is really bad. But they have been shown to be, they can be competent at times. So I wouldn't be shocked at all if they overhit there.
I think me, you, and Justin and Jason could score touchdowns on
the Oh, for sure. Freezer left.
Freezer left.
Yeah, I thought I had this an over as well. I guess it didn't make my final cut, but I just think Atlanta's just so bad on defense. But they do still have a good offense. And Arizona really hasn't shown up this year on defense, but I still have faith in like David Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald to put points on this terrible defense. I don't know.
Not to throw shade on what you said, but I'm pretty sure Atlanta hasn't scored more than 20 points in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Yep, there it is. 20 points, five weeks.
Combined.
But the defenses they've been playing are tough.
They haven't scored more than 20 in 5 weeks. So that's true. They played some tough defenses. So, you know, that's absolutely.
But when they're playing the bad teams like Washington, they put up 38.
Tampa Bay, they put up a lot.
Pittsburgh's defense, terrible.
It feels like a long time ago, though.
Right, it does.
And that wasn't even when Washington was as bad as they are now. I mean,
that was a letdown game for Washington, though. I remember that. Yeah. Moving along, we've got Buccaneers at the Ravens. I've got my first pick of the week on this one. It's over 46.5. A lot of it has to do with how bad the Buccaneers are on the road. Their defense at home. Great, really. Their defense at home is giving up something like 21 points a game. On the road this year, they're giving up 39 points a game. It's insane. And that's against not great teams, against everybody. And I think with combination of them having a terrible defense, with them actually being able to move the ball on offense, I have this overhitting really easily. The line's at 46.5. I've got this game hitting the 50s, I think. Yeah, 23-31. So I've got this game at 54 combined points. There's way too much value for me to not be on this half.
Is Lamar Jackson going to keep going?
Yeah, he's going to keep playing. Tampa Bay is terrible at running the ball, so I think Baltimore still runs the ball in chunks, but I don't think it's going to eat up as much clock. Over-under 6-0 on Tampa Bay away this year. They hit over every – Baltimore split. I see a lot of value on the over here, so I'm gonna rock 46.5. Justin's got a side.
Yeah, well, the over seems like the solid move here, but if you want to go with your special guest prognosticator, I say Tampa Bay plus 7.5 is the play. Now, I know their road defense, Tampa, not too good, but I think it's going to start to transition, and now's the time to do it. And it's time for that defense up on the road. And the running the ball aspect, Tampa Bay don't got it, but they can sling it with the best of them. Like a top five offense.
Yeah, they got the best road offense in the league and number four scoring
overall. It comes down to the turnovers. So as
passing
long as
on the road.
As long as we can keep the ball in our court, I think Tampa Bay plus 7.5 is the way to go.
Anybody else have anything to add on that one there?
The only thing that worries me about this over is Baltimore's defense. Baltimore would have to score a majority of these points, I think, to get there. But
I'd have Baltimore hitting 30.
Yeah, exactly. So totally see that, I guess. Can't take a side on that, though. That's I don't know. That's a weird game, I guess.
I'll take the touch.
Moving along, we've got the Detroit Lions visiting the Buffalo Bills this week. This is
super
exciting game. Jason and Eddie both have action on it. Why don't you start us off here, Eddie?
I'm rolling with Detroit there. I think that actually should be a kind of interesting game to watch just because I think it'll be fun. I think there'll be a lot of scoring points. I think both defenses are Lions have talent on there, but I think they're giving up a lot of points this year. So I'm just rolling with the Lions getting that 2 points. And they're at home, I think, right?
Pretty sure that was on the road.
Oh, yeah, 2 points on the road. But, yeah, I'm going with Detroit getting the 2 points.
Yeah, and I'm on the over here. It's 39.5. Both teams have run games that are just completely beat up. So I think it's going to be a big passing game. And even though Buffalo's passing defense is pretty good, I think this ends up being a little bit more of a shootout. I mean, it doesn't even really have to be a shootout to get to 40. So I just think their offenses are going to pass enough to and take advantage of how bad the Detroit defense is and score the points here. 39.5 just seems too low.
Yeah, I think I'm rolling with Josh Allen's momentum right now too.
Right.
I had a slight lean on the over in this one, but it didn't make the cut. I think it's going to be a close game. I feel like the Lions just can't get it together, and I don't even know what's going on. The Bills, I don't even know. I didn't really like anything about this game except I had a slight lean on the. Seems like a really fucking boring game to watch.
Yeah, Lions, I'm not going to watch this game.
Lions 5-8, Bills 4-9, Garbage City USA pass.
City USA. I know a game all of us are going to be watching, and that's the Green Bay Packers at the Chicago
Bears.
us three were too big of pussies to do anything on this game.
Yeah, I didn't have the balls to Eddie's play here. Eddie's
got the confidence. So gotta go
I think this game is pretty much the biggest game of the year, even though the Rams game was huge, because this is a chance to win the NFC North with a win here and to beat against the Packers at Soldier Field. That's just such a huge game right there. And I think it's going to show a lot about the Bears, and I'm pretty much betting on them. So I'm going with the 6 points.
I mean, and the trend backs you up here. You got Chicago 6-1 at home. They're like against the spread their last seven games, or 7-1 their last eight. You got Green Bay 1-6-1 in their last against the spread their last eight on the road. They haven't won a road game this year. I'm quite sure they're going to be without Brian Bulaga. It feels like as long as they don't have a letdown, which I don't really think they're gonna, that defensive line should make it very uncomfortable for Aaron Rodgers. I could see him blowing out. And then it's just, I got this whole thing in the back of my head where I just remember all of these comeback victories by frickin' Rodgers. And that I was thinking about this game, handicapping this game, started having cold sweats, and I just had to just lay off.
Yeah, that's why it's such a big, this is going to show if we are actually ready mentally to get over the hurdle of Green Bay, as if we can accomplish, especially they giving up the 6 points. Like, I feel like if they win this game by 7 or more points, then these Bears are for real.
Yeah, I mean, the Bears are at home are beast this year. That defense is disgusting.
To me, they looked real comfortable against the Rams, and it seemed like they're just in domination mode the whole way.
The defense was, yeah.
And I don't see that changing against Green Bay. I mean, our defense is healthy besides Bryce Callahan. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
I think we're still going to go out there. We're going to pull it off. I heard we signed somebody to fill his shoes.
Marcus Williams.
He's not going to fill his shoes. It's going to be Sherrick McManus. He's just for depth.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. No, well, McManus is getting the first crack at it. If he starts to get lit up, then they're going to try Marcus Williams.
Yeah. McManus is more of a zone corner, wherein Callahan was more of a man corner. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. And I'm excited to see some ways. I want to see some run by Rodgers. So.
Yeah. I want to take the Bears here, but
interception free streak.
Right. Yeah, and I want to take the Bears here, but I just Aaron Rodgers haunts my dreams, so there's no way I could just take the Bears here as favorites. And I just get the same bad feeling as I had, as Rick and I both had against the Giants. It's like, this is a game that they could totally just, I don't know, not mentally win the battle. And I think this is a bigger game than the Rams. Like,
way bigger.
Arguably, we should have lost against the Rams, and then this would have been our bounce back game. Now we beat the Rams as, you know, an upset. And streak. Now it's just like,
this is our streak.
But are we mentally prepared to beat the Packers? You know? Yep. I hope they do. I just couldn't pick them, you know.
There's, and it's scary too, because the Packers looked pretty good last week with Joe Philbin's first game.
Right. Exactly. And it just feels like it's just 6 was too many points.
Yeah, but that's an admitted straight up. That's a homer pick. If the Bears are legit, they win that, they cover, and I'm betting that they are. So
I could totally see it. I hope you're right, man. Man, this could be. I'm really looking forward to this game too. I was still on a high from last Sunday's game, and right. Now it's like already time for the new high. Like, yeah. Holy shit, man. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's at noon, so we don't have to fucking wait again.
I haven't been sleeping. I
mean, the giddiness I'm going to feel at this time tomorrow, oh, man.
Right.
Woo! Right now it's about 11:40. It'd be about 20 minutes till game time.
Fuck yeah. Well, moving right along, we got a little AFC action here in Cincinnati with the Oakland Raiders heading over to Cincinnati to take on the 5-8 Bengals. Oakland's plus 3, Cincinnati's minus 3. We got a twin action this week.
Yeah, we do.
Jason on Cincinnati. Make your case, sir.
Yeah, I just think even though Oakland won last week, it's a total look-ahead spot for the Steelers, you know. And they ended up blowing it for them. And I just think that Oakland and Cincinnati are pretty evenly matched. But I'm going to take Cincinnati's offense over the Raiders offense. And I think Joe Mixon is the best player on the field this weekend. And I expect him to be able to score enough at home to cover this. And Cincinnati's defense isn't awful where Oakland's is. So I think that could be a difference maker too.
Well, I'm on the other side here. I'm on my Oakland boys to maybe do it again for me here. I kind of hate Cincinnati. And Oakland's been playing, you know, pretty well lately. They have been. They've been trying to win games. I mean, yeah, Oakland's defense is bad on the road, but Cincinnati's given up 30 points a game at home. Yeah, Oakland's offense is shitty, but what the hell has Cincinnati done since those two guys went out? Yeah, they scored 21 points on the Chargers, right, who are in a huge look-ahead spot themselves. I just think, I don't know, like, to me this tells me these teams are even, and I'm going to take the better quarterback and the points in this spot here. I think I like the quarterback and the points here. So I'll take the plus 3. I'll 20-20 it if you want.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right.
Cool. I probably won't watch a minute of this game either, but it's just felt like Cincinnati is going to be able to squeak out the 3 points at least.
I'll probably set up my little mini TV to have this game on the side, yeah. Just so I can keep
it. Never took Rick's action here because I think it was week 3 or 4, he called the Raiders' first win. I said they're losing out, and now they've got 3 wins. I just feel like he's predicting.
I feel like I got a grasp on this team right now.
Yeah.
I got a handle on it.
His prediction on this.
So since you're hosting, you couldn't do the soundboard for the 2020.
You know, we talked about that. We were like, let's leave off the soundboard this week. So, but
it'd be hard to pull double duty.
It is a lot of work.
That was an executive decision, Eddie, and I'm not an executive, so I did not agree to it.
I haven't been trained on the soundboard yet, so we don't have a backup.
We need to upgrade our soundboard software. That's the situation. We're moving right along. We've got same action here. We got the Dallas Cowboys, Justin's Dallas Cowboys,
heading
into Indianapolis.
Dallas is hot.
You're a straight Cowboys fan now, right?
Well, Cowboys are my backup team. They were they're my favorite growing up. But I learned my lesson, and I switched to the Bears. When you come from this area, you got to be a Bears. And I was happy to make the switch, honestly, because Cowboys were I made the switch. And this was when Brian Urlacher was just getting signed to the Bears, and I was like, he became my favorite player ever in that. Yeah, but Dallas plus 3 is my play. Dallas is hot. They're on fire. 5 straight wins. I don't see that changing against the Colts, and we're getting the 3.
Yep, I'm rolling with Dallas. I'm putting all my money on Ezekiel Elliott versus the Colts defense.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott's okay, but Zeke is the hottest running back in the NFL right now, so I'm rolling with him.
So to me, my concern here is this is a letdown spot for Dallas because they basically locked up the division. And those guys were partying, and Indy's got something to play for still. So I was a little worried about this. I actually have this game Indy winning by 4. But it's really close, and I could totally see Dallas. I could see it going the other way, So I stayed off of it. You guys could very well be right. I don't have a good feel for Dallas, I'm thinking.
I don't think Dallas foot's coming off the pedal. I think they're going to destroy Indy, honestly, yeah. And getting the point.
Yeah, I pass on this game because I don't have a good feel for Indy. I think I'm overriding Indy in my head, and when they have tough matchups like this, I just get too far on them, and I just convinced myself out of that, like thinking that I'm just overhyped on them instead of their actual skill. But well, so it wouldn't surprise me if Indy wins.
The line says basically they're even teams.
Right.
Yeah.
That's probably not true. Dallas is probably a little.
Dallas's defense is probably better, but I don't know. I think Indy's offense is
a little bit better. Maybe they are even. Maybe that line is pretty good right there. Yeah, I didn't see a lot of value there myself, but I would not be surprised if Dallas won the game. They've been playing really good. So.
Right.
Well, should we touch on this? Nobody's got action on this game. It's such a stupid game.
Yeah, it's Washington and Jacksonville. Nobody's going to watch. Washington's just slowly crawling out of the playoff hunt, you know, with their now fourth string quarterback.
Injury.
It was just too gross to make a play on this one.
If I had a side on it, I'd take Washington, honestly. But right. I just had a slight lean on that.
It wouldn't surprise me if Washington wins this game. They're 7.5-point underdogs.
Wait a minute. Washington's got someone else besides Mark Sanchez?
Yeah, Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson, hasn't made a start
in 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. So
well, he's going to light that defense up. No, it's still a good home defense. So. Yeah,
after watching Jacksonville last week against Tennessee, it looked like they're not even trying anymore.
That's why I had to lay off this game. It's like neither of these teams want to win this game anymore.
But they shut out the Colts 2 weeks ago.
Right. It's so weird.
So 7.5 was a lot of points, and I leaned Washington pretty hard on this one, but then I thought about it. I'm like,
it's
I can't bet
Jags
on
Jags can score either. That's the other thing.
I'm just like, I can't bet on Josh Johnson.
Right.
Johnson sounds solid to me.
But we got another Florida team to talk about. They're heading up to Minnesota to play the Vikings. And we got a little bit of action on this one. Justin, you want to lead us off with this Miami, Minnesota?
I can get mine out of the way. My mindset going into this week was fuck Minnesota, and I was taking wins. And luckily, it's the Dolphins, who Tannehill's back. Tannehill can win games, and they're getting 7.5 points. I it was an easy play for me. I went with that.
It is a lot of points. Here's my thought on this game. And this might actually be good for you as well. The Vikings are going to get back to running the ball first. They got rid of their offensive coordinator. They're going to go back to ground pound football, set up some nice, easy passes. They're going to try to get the offense rolling a little bit. But I think they don't score a lot of points. I think they win this game. I've got this one at 24-17 Vikings. The line's at 44.5. I'm taking the under there. That's some nice value I see. So I got under 44.5. That might bode good for the Miami covering. It's just they've been bad on the road so much. But they have covered lately.
Well, Tannehill's been laid up in a hospital bed.
That's true. That's very, very true. So you might be right there on that. I couldn't take either side, but I really do like this under.
I was almost with Justin here on this 7.5 for Miami. It's just like, especially after last week, we see all these stats about Kirk Cousins being terrible against teams with winning records. He's only won 4 games against teams with winning records. And Miami feels like a fluke team with a winning record, but I don't know. Touchdown and a half was – or 7.5 points is, I don't know, too much.
Yeah, you,
it's just a gross team, though. What?
All right, then. Moving along. We got the Titans at the Giants. Jason likes the New York football Giants.
Football
Giants.
Giants at home are on a super heater right now, I feel like. Even without Odell last week, they're still putting up a ton of points, even though it was against Washington. I don't think the Titans are that much better of a team, and Giants at home plus one just felt weird. I don't know. I think the Giants win this one outright.
Giants are tooth and nail clawing their way back to something, but they're not going to get anywhere
They're not.
This year. But, I mean, they still want to win games, and the plus one may be the play here.
Yeah, I think this is a super overreaction to Derrick Henry's huge game last week, and I think the Giants can shut him down just like he was pretty much every other game of his career. So, I don't know. I don't get this line.
Giants should beat Philly. They should be have won five straight. They're 4-1 their last 5. To me, it was too close. I had this game really close, so I laid off of it. It's hard for me to trust either of these.
Right.
I would have ruled with the Giants and getting the point at home, though, especially just because Saquon Barkley, rookie of the year.
He's running his ass off.
Yeah, I'd be happy to take the Giants getting the 1 point at home.
Right. And with Odell out, I think they lean even harder on Saquon. So it's just like, let him do his thing. He's clearly one of the best, if not the best, running back in the league right now.
Right.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Just let him take the game over. Ezekiel Elliott's the best running back in the league.
It's true.
Says he's the hottest right now.
Nobody's hotter.
Top tiers. We got tiers.
You got to do a strong toss to one of the running backs. Who do you go with?
Saquon.
Gotta pick Saquon.
A little faster, yeah. Maybe.
I think Saquon's the best running back in the league. I'm not picking him. I'm anybody else over him right now.
He's playing so well. We've got a NFC divisional matchup to talk about next. The Seattle Seahawks heading over to San Francisco. Just a little short trip down south to the Bay Area. Giving up 4 points on the road. And Jason,
you're I don't understand why nobody else is on this game. So Seahawks were 9-point favorites, I think, last time. And we thought that was too crazy for a divisional matchup. They end up winning by 30-plus points. And then now when they're only 4-point favorites, everybody's off of it. But nope, I'm on Seattle. They're pushing. I mean, they've pretty much locked that playoff spot up, but they're pushing right now. And the Niners are not a good football team. I don't understand why it's only 4 points, even though they're at home. And even though I feel like all year I've talked up divisional matchups being close, I just think Seattle is a way better team. And this is a super overreaction to what looked like a poor performance against the Vikings defense, which is still a good defense. The Niners don't have a good defense.
What about this? You're talking about or they already have it locked up.
Right.
But what about a look ahead spot? They got the Chiefs next week on Sunday Night Football. They might just be looking ahead past this game.
That's kind of where I'm at, too. That's where my mindset was. I wanted to be on Seattle on this game beforehand, too, but I'm thinking exactly the way Eddie's thinking. Coming off of a big win to lock up a playoff spot on Monday night, short week travel, not a far travel, but travel with a huge game coming back home the next spot. You know, I just could see this being one of those, you know, a 3-point game. And I think they win the game almost for sure. It could even be 21-20, though. It could be something really close because they have such a big look ahead spot, coming off such a big game. Such a letdown spot for them, having locked up a wild card spot, and they can't really do any better within the seeding. So that's why I laid off of it. But I wouldn't be surprised if they just go in there and roll them either, thump them. I did have them winning by 6 in my prediction, but it wasn't enough just because of that spot I laid off.
Yeah, and after Monday Night Football, Vikings, Seahawks, I also said, fuck the Seahawks. But I couldn't take San
Francisco. Yeah, as far as the look-ahead spots go, I think now is the time where those are done. If I'm in Seattle's position, I'm thinking, if anything, if I'm looking ahead, I'm thinking we're in trouble next week. But if we win this week, we're going to clinch playoff. They haven't quite clinched it.
Because right.
If they're thinking like us, the Packers still have a shot. I think the Vikings still have a shot. So
right.
If they haven't quite clinched it yet. But I think if I'm them, I'm like,
but
hey, if we just beat San Francisco, yeah, who gives a shit about next week?
You know? The way I see it, the Packers and the Vikings have a shot for the sixth seed. But there's right. Like they've basically clinched. They're like 90.
Right.
Now, if you're gonna clinch 100%, you do it against
Francisco. That's what I'm saying. So
I can see it.
I think
I had to lay off.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely get it. I don't know. I was kind of surprised, but like I also said at the same time, I think we should all be on it. But at the same time, maybe I'm just way wrong on this on this pick. Like, you know,
really
if San Francisco wins, it really wouldn't surprise me. But I think Seattle should just absolutely destroy them.
We got another pretty exciting a game coming up here on the other coast. We got the New England Patriots coming into Pittsburgh to play against the Steelers. Justin and I are on the same here. We're on the total. We both like the under 54.
Yeah, and when I seen you were on the under, I felt really good about that, especially after your 5-0 last week. I don't see either of these teams good enough at this point. I mean, sure, 9-4 is a good record. I mean, the Bears are 9-4. I love the Bears, but the Patriots are supposed to be this epic team. I don't see it. I don't see the over coming true.
The unders four of the last 6 times they've played each other. I think that line's just, I don't know why it's so high. I have this game. I have a 24-23 Patriots winning the game. That's 47. That's 7 points difference from where the line's at. So I had no choice. I had to, that was one of my biggest discrepancies of the week. I'm all over this under. New England's games have been gone under 5 of the last 6. Pittsburgh game's gone under 4 of the last 6. And I just think this is one of those, you know, Pittsburgh's defense gets to Brady enough, makes him a little uncomfortable. And Pittsburgh's offense is one-dimensional. New England's going to shut down Brown. So now he's got basically just one, you know, what, two-thirds of the field he can throw.
Right.
And it's just going to be a tough game, I think, for both of these teams to score a lot of points. So that's why I really love the under here.
Yes,
54 seems like a lot.
Yeah. As I'm thinking about it, this feels like a 48-point game, which is pretty much in line with where you're at.
Yeah.
I don't know. 54 does seem like a lot, but I guess maybe it's a factor of how bad both teams' defenses have been this year. I don't know, but
yeah,
I think it gets to about 48.
That's where I
think these picks are at.
47 or whatever. So yeah, I mean, I love the under here.
Yeah, I'm looking at the last few Steelers games, and most of the time nobody's scoring over 25 points, except for the game against the Chargers a couple weeks ago was 33-30. But aside from that, they're hitting all unders.
And that game against the Chargers, I mean, that was some late magic, but that, I mean, that was trending. I mean, early was trending over, but then it leveled out, and that under could have hit.
Mm-hmm.
But, it went. I mean, that man, Phillip Rivers has been.
Yep.
Talk about a guy who's like, you know, when
I'm rooting for them.
When his back's up against the wall, he just whips his dick out.
That gif circling around where he licks his fingers and looks like an
insane. I love that.
Yeah. I'm a huge Phillip Rivers fan.
He's got the biggest dick in the NFL.
I mean, yeah. I loved him waving to the Chargers fans as he was leaving after the game. He's like, everyone's insane. He's like, hey, you're just
someone
super happy waving.
For a high
at
five, and he's like, nope.
All right, so we got two more games to talk about on the slate. We got our Sunday night football game. No action on this one here for anybody, but it's the Eagles against the Rams. And we've got an injury for the Eagles. So
yeah, the spread is just outrageous.
Yeah, 13 points is just too big of a spread for me to,
yeah, 12
to
and
mess
a,
around with.
Was it 13? I thought it was 12 and a half.
We had it at 12 and a half, but it's yeah, probably still.
Either way. But yeah, I had a slight lean toward the Eagles, but then my mind is like, man, the Rams, they got a young coach in Sean McVay who is embarrassed. You know what a young guy does when he's embarrassed? He comes back and lights it up next time.
Right.
He doesn't forget about that.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me if the Rams just destroyed.
McVay's not going to forget about it. I think the Rams have a chance to win this game by 20. I wouldn't be shocked. So I just laid off of it, though, because they haven't been covering against the spread also lately. That's been their problem. They've not been able to cover against the spread lately. They're getting healthier, though, on defense. But I'm not making a play on this.
Speaking of the Rams, I hope the Bears play the Rams in the playoffs as opposed to the Saints.
I think
the Bears fans can fill up the Coliseum.
That would be right. That would be Bears home field advantage in LA. No
I
doubt
think so
about
too,
it. Yeah. No doubt about it.
And yeah, I think they would just drown out the Rams fans.
I totally agree with you. I'm in the same boat with you, brother.
They have one of the weakest home field advantages in the whole.
That shit would not happen in New Orleans, though.
No,
no way. We're in trouble if we play in New Orleans.
We try.
I mean, some we travel well, but New Orleans, you know, in LA, there would be an obvious number, a differential Bears fans over the people who are just in Los Angeles looking for something to do that day.
Yeah,
like, you know, that's the difference, you know. But we got one more game to talk about here.
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
Are you ready for some football?
Saints heading to Carolina, divisional game. Carolina's all but out of this one. I mean, they basically are. It's pretty much toast unless they can somehow win this game. I know Jason's rooting for them hard because he'd love to see Carolina squeak away into the wild card here.
Yeah.
But Justin says, no way, Jose.
Oh, no, I got New Orleans minus six Panthers. I want to say Garbage City USA because I love the Saints so much.
I'm loving this new one.
They have a losing record. And the Saints, they're just going to get it done. I mean, they need a touchdown to do it. So, or three field goals. But I feel the Saints minus 6.5 is the play.
Yeah, and I'm on the over. And it's a lot about how, I mean, well, Carolina's gone over at home a lot this year. I know the Saints have kind of gone under trend lately, which is why I actually do like the over here. I think the number's down a little bit from where it should be. I think the Saints turn it around. They played against Tampa Bay, and they did put up 28 points against them. So they started off slow. They had a slow game against Dallas. But, that, you know, otherwise they're scoring 30-something points a game without a problem there. Carolina's going to be able to put up some points as well, I believe. So I have this game 30-24 with the Saints winning. So I had to lean over here, and that's one of the ones that made the cut here for one of my final picks this week is the over 50.
And I hope your totals are off points.
I mean, New Orleans is 10-1 against the spread the last 11 games, and they're on fire. But, you know, their under has hit the last four of the last five, but seven of the last eight when playing Carolina. Carolina over hit seven of the last eight when playing them, obviously, and five of the last five at home. Carolina scores points at home. New Orleans scores points pretty much everywhere. I see the over going up. I see the over happening.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, Carolina is one of the teams that I've – Carolina, Atlanta, I've just given up on this year. And the New Orleans Saints should crush them, but I feel like they struggled just a little bit more on the road. And Carolina is a better home team, but I think New Orleans just
– I mean, the only game they really struggled with this year in New Orleans is that Dallas game.
My boys. Right?
I mean, Cowboys. They struggled early last week, but they ended up winning the game 28-14, the covering.
Yeah, but if like last week where the Saints only scored, 28 points?
Right.
This over, that's not getting there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But we'll see. But I think both teams are going to score offensively.
If they only score 28 and Panthers still score 24, like I said, it certainly will.
I think the Saints score more than that this week. I just – them struggling on the road throws me off a little. So, should be good Sunday night and Monday night football games, though. Like,
yeah.
There's not too much interest for us specifically for it, but
well, the Sunday night game is kind of, I don't know, it's probably gonna.
If the Saints lose, that's huge for the Bears, I think. Huge for the
Bears. Or Rams losing would be interesting.
I'll talk about the Sunday night. Yeah, the Sunday night game is kind of weak, but yeah, with the Eagles, Rams, but the Monday night game is awesome. The Sunday afternoon game is
great. If Rams lose that one too, that's kind of a big deal.
Oh yeah, I agree. I would be shocked. That's for sure.
But. I would definitely be shocked, but I don't know. It feels like one of those weird ones. Nick Foles, Super Bowl champion. You know, you never know.
Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, exactly. Win,
but. Let's run through these here again real quick here. I've got the Miami at Minnesota under 44.5. I've got Oakland +3 in Cincinnati. Tampa Bay at Baltimore over 46.5. New England at Pitt under 54. And New Orleans at Carolina over 50.
And I've got Cleveland +3 at Denver.
That's your pick. It's crazy.
you got to stick with it now.
Cincinnati -3 against Oakland. That's our 2020
twin.
I've got Giants +1 at Tennessee. I think Giants win that one outright. Seattle -4 at San Francisco. Again, I think Seattle just blows them out just like last time. I don't see that there's a difference between these two teams. If anything, Seattle's playing better, even though how ugly they looked last week. And then Detroit and Buffalo. Under 39.5. Was that under? Over 39.5. That's weird.
You got the under.
You put it under in there. Mm. Did you mess it up on your it's over on this sheet. Which one is it, Jason?
Oh shit. Which What's one is pick, it? Jason. That's a good question.
Flip a fucking coin.
Wow. That's a game changer.
Way to go. We missed this one before.
Well, you already argued your case for the over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fade himself.
I was just questioning myself. No, over 39.5.
Okay.
It's my last pick there.
All right. And I got the Cowboys on the road. They're getting 3 points. Detroit getting 2 points, rolling with them. The over on Atlanta and Arizona, 44. I think that's definitely going to go over. Cleveland getting 3 points. And, of course, the Bears.
Go Bears!
Go Bears!
Getting 6 points at home against the Packers. Chance to crush Aaron Rodgers. Finally, we're going to become the big brother in the relationship here.
Ooh, I love the sound of that.
That sounds so good. My picks. We got Miami +7.5 coming into Minnesota. I got Tampa Bay +7.5 coming into Baltimore. My road underdogs here. And then we got my road favorite, New Orleans -6.5 going to Carolina. Dallas smoking hot right now. Foot ain't coming off the pedal. Dallas +3 coming up. And New Orleans at Pittsburgh, the under.
New England.
Too many beers. I saw an O.
That's such
go a, beers.
I think that's my go favorite beers. Pick. That's my favorite bet of the week is the under 54.
I think that's a really good
I
one.
I love that one. So that'll do it for this week 15 NFL podcast.
All right.
Did we change the name to Rick's Picks? I feel like we didn't drop the name once.
We'll see how this goes.
Okay. He's not changing to Rick's Picks until he's in the lead overall.
Right. Okay. I mean, we got a ways to go.
Yeah.
Got to get through this
one. Not jinxing himself.
I'm not giving up my title so easy.
I'm stealing Fade Jason, though. I don't know what to, know what to say there.
Fading yourself on the spreadsheet. Exactly.
I'll try to come with something a little that's crazy. Yeah. It comes off the tongue a little
easier.
We'll figure it out. Anyway.
Juke Jason.
The Juke Jason play of the week.
Stay tuned next week for Juke Jason.
Oh, I like it. Write this one down. All right, for Jason and Eddie and our guest prognosticator, Justin, I am Rick saying listen, bet, win. See you next week, everybody.
Beezers.
Go Beers.
Go Beers.
Go Beers.